When you visit a Christmas tree farm, you'd think the first thing you'd see is the trees. But at Manson Donahue's farm in Pembroke, he decides to show me something else first. The kitchen, where a woman is stationed at the stove, patiently stirring fragrant liquid in a big steel pot.
Well, this is the chocolate factory, I guess. Fran Evans, and with some help, makes chocolate, constantly hot chocolate. And it's supplemented by homemade cookies that my family and others make. The neighbors help out. We need at least 3,000 homemade cookies each year to get by with our customers.
At 88 years old, Donahue has tree season down to a science. He's been in business since he retired as a high school principal in 1980. Over the 3 weekends the farm is open, gallons of hot chocolate and thousands of cookies will hit the free refreshment table outside. This is where customers congregate to chat with neighbors and strangers as they take a break from hunting for and cutting down the perfect tree.
You know, there's a trite saying in our industry that we don't sell trees, we sell an experience. Very trite, but true.
More so now than when Donahue Christmas Tree Farm first opened more than 30 years ago. That's according to State Agricultural Development Director Gail McWilliam Jelly.
Well, I was just having a conversation with a grower the other day about that, and things have actually shifted from an emphasis on wholesale in past years to more of the choose and cut and retail end of it.
And that's great news for New Hampshire's 230 Christmas tree farms. Like most agriculture in the state, McWilliam Jelly says the vast majority of these operations are considered small farms by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, bringing in less than $250,000 a year. But even by New Hampshire standards, Christmas tree farms are small-scale ag, pumping about $4 million into the state's economy each year in total. But she says this tiny industry is part of a much larger awareness among consumers.
It seems like it's following that trend, the whole buy local concept. I think it's been, over the last 20 years or so, a gradual kind of shift. Thinking about some of the other commodities in the state, it's been along that same line. You know, things have shifted from the emphasis on wholesale and, in the case of food, selling to supermarkets and other retailers to selling directly to the consumer. And that same trend has taken in the tree industry.
On the majority of cut your own farms, the sales were going up no matter what.
Nigel Manley directs one of the state's few large tree farms, the Forest Society's Rocks Estate in Bethlehem. He also chairs the New Hampshire Christmas Tree Promotion Board. Even the recession, he says, didn't keep customers away from the farms.
But that means somewhere, because overall sales nationally for real trees are going down. So it means somewhere somebody's losing purchase there, and it'll be some of the retailers, because people are trending more to move to this experience of cutting their own tree.
Hi, folks. Hey. Hello there.
Back in Pembroke, Manson Donahue meanders around one of his tree lots. He says there's a lot more to selling a Tannenbaum than offering the Norman Rockwell-style trimmings. Although it's a nostalgic trade, you have to anticipate new trends. Yes, there are style trends in Christmas trees. That's tough, he says, when he has to plant about 1,200 new trees every April, which won't be sawed for several years.
When I started, Scotch pine was extremely popular. We planted that at first. Now I don't think we could sell a Scotch pine. People don't buy them anymore. There is a turnover in people's tastes buying Christmas trees. I think the same reason they buy different clothes. They read about it's popular, and because they're there.
If you're not up on the latest fashion in Christmas trees, Donahue says two varieties are hot right now: Fraser firs and Canaan firs. He's also banking on a new tree developed by his wholesale supplier in the North Country. It's a cross between a Fraser fir and a fir balsam. A fralsam. But even if Donahue guesses right, a lot can still happen to hit the bottom line. Rain or moderate snow on weekends don't hurt business much, but a major snowstorm will. Then there's the hard work in the spring and summer, planting, fertilizing, and, in rare cases, spraying trees. Donahue estimates that all those months of work by the family adds up to a grand total yearly profit of about $10,000.
Besides the brutality of some of the work, you know, you get stung while you're working, whatever, is the great joy that we all feel, a euphoria, when we open up. It's hard, we're tired at the end of the day, standing out in the weather and all, but still, it's something I think we wouldn't miss.
For NHPR News, I'm Amanda Loader.